Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I am your host. My name is Jacob. Hello. Thank you for being here. I said hello twice. All right. This week's episode, I want to talk about a game called Heavy Rain, which debuted on the PlayStation 3. So that's the topic. But first, open that beer. Now, last week, or maybe it was the week before. I don't remember. Let me find that out. Hang on. Oh, boy. Sorry, bad. It's a bad one. Anyway, I unboxed a, it was last week. I unboxed my PlayStation Trophy drinking glass, and I figured, you know, I'm going to be using that to drink out of every episode. And then my sister-in-law goes off, and she goes across the pond there, goes to Europe, and she brings me back a couple of gifts, which I wasn't expecting. Very much appreciated. One was a bottle opener, and it looks like a can of beer, or a glass of beer, and it's got a bottle opener. It's really cool. It's hefty. Nice. It's got a magnet on it. Put that right on the fridge. And then, even more exciting, was a glass to drink beer out of, and she picked this up from Dresden. I guess in Germany. I don't know. I've never been there. But this thing here is the heftiest bad boy I've ever seen in my life. And it is engraved with Pilsner or Quell. I believe that's how you say it. I don't know. It's very heavy. It's very wide. It's got a nice handle. And you can just, you could just slap a beer right up in there. You just pour all day. And the foam's not going to come up. It's now my favorite glass to drink out of, beer-wise. So I have many. So congratulations on that. But anywho, I mean, if you get one of these, I mean, you got to be careful. You can't be swinging this thing around. You know, you could commit murder is what I'm telling you. So be careful with that. Then I don't believe I'm going to be re-recording anything in case any explosions happen. I'm recording this pretty close to 4th of July. And, you know, I'm not a doctor of law or a police doctor here, but if it were up to me, I'd say you got about July 3rd and you got about July 4th to be lighting bombs off in your yard, okay? That's just me. You can go hog wild, okay? 3rd and the 4th. Any other day, July 2nd, July 5th, certainly middle of June, stop it. Stop it. And moving on with the show. I wanted to talk about Heavy Rain today because I gotta adjust this again. Oh, holy moly. That's what Colin Moriarty says. That's probably gonna sound bad. I wanted to talk about Heavy Rain today because I just purchased Detroit Become Human, the last sale that the PS4 had, the Days of Play. You know what? Listen to this cup or this mug. That's a hefty boy. I purchased those, and as I said, I wanted to finish platinuming Horizon Zero Dawn first, and then I was like, I don't want to. I'm like kind of tired of it again, so I stopped the platinum chase. Got around 70%, and it's just like tedious stuff now, and I wanted to play Days Gone. I'll have my impressions on that. a long time later. Same with Detroit. I got to sit on these games and got to marinate on them. That's another common thing. But as I'm playing Detroit Become Human, it's very, very similar to Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls. And the news of the day is that PlayStation Plus removed, or PlayStation rather, removed a PlayStation Plus game that they had announced. It was a soccer game. They removed that and they switched it with Detroit Become Human, the deluxe, which comes with Heavy Rain. I'm not one of those people who gets super upset when I buy a game and that it's on PS Plus for free. I'm like, I pay like $10 for it, and now I can play it whenever I want, even if I let my subscription lapse. Probably won't, but, you know, I don't know. I don't get too upset about that. It's a good beer. Drink responsibly. You fucking better. Heavy Rain. I should just clarify, Detroit Become Human is a PlayStation 4 game, which came out very recently. And Heavy Rain is a game that came out in February of 2010 on the PlayStation 3. Now, back in the old day, it was probably around 2008 or 9, you know, that you could, you know, they were showing the game, showing screenshots and stuff like that. I remember seeing this game and being, like, totally blown away. Like, it looks so real. Looking back on it, these types of games don't age that well, because you're going to be like, oh yeah, it looked fucking insane for 2010 and still looks pretty good. But it's, you know, the facial animations are a little like, I do remember seeing it and being blown away. Like, I remember seeing just, like, the house. There's a house in the game, and just everything looked real. The lighting looked real. I guess there's going to be spoilers about this game. Not too many. I'm not even going to spoil the end, but I'll spoil a couple parts. So, Heavy Rain is a game about a father who... You know what? I don't even fucking remember the super... I remember the high points, but you're out with your kid. The game starts. You're, like, taking care of your kids, playing with them, walking around the house, getting to know the characters. So you're a dad in the game, and your wife's coming home. She's, like, cooking dinner, and your two kids are playing outside with you, And the next day you go to the mall. One of the kids, like, gets lost, and you're, like, running around looking for him, and then he gets hit by a car. You get hit in the head because you try to save him, and dude, I don't even fucking remember. The next piece is, like, one of the kids gets kidnapped, the other kid, later on in the game, and because I think you get divorced because your wife's pissed off that you let the kid out of your sight, and then he gets killed, and he's living in, like, a shittier house, and he's trying to take care of his kid, and he's depressed and whatever. So, but his kid gets kidnapped, and now you have to figure out why, like, who kidnapped him, why he's kidnapped him. You got to find him. And it's essentially a story about a father trying to rescue his kid. Now, there's a lot of characters. I don't know how many characters, but there's a good bit, like 5 or 6. And you each play their story, and all their stories intertwine into the final product. The coolest part about this game, and the coolest part about Detroit Become Human, at least from what I've played so far, I'm not sure how Detroit Become Human ends up playing out or how it all ties together. But if you die in the game as one of the character is dead for the rest of the game. Like, this doesn't happen, but let's just say you get shot in the game. The character's done. That you don't see any more of that character. The whole storyline is, like, axed. So it makes you really think about the stuff that you're doing. It's not just like, oh, I'll press this. I mean, I guess you could reload the game and do a thing, but I don't do that shit. If I make the decision, something really bad, unless I accidentally press a button that I didn't want to. I did that the other night. Or I tried to press a button, and it didn't work, and I was like, oh, I didn't want to fucking do that. I should also say, this is the type of game where you're walking around, picking up objects, looking at them. Everything's quick time. Like, fights are all quick time. Chase scenes are quick time. So you're running around. It's like, oh, press X. Oh, press circle. Tap triangle a million times. Or, you know, swing the controller left or right. Or, you know, press the analog stick in a certain direction. Like, if you run it, you know, somebody goes to throw something at you, and it'll be like, flick the stick. And if you don't click it fast enough, you get hit. If you click it fast enough, you dodge it. That's essentially the game. A lot of the game revolves around walking around, picking up clues, learning about the characters, which could be boring for some people. I understand that. I do love the games, but I typically play them once. Now, there's a billion different ways to replay the game, and that's kind of one of the selling points. You could get, like, I don't know, 7 endings, 10 endings. Who knows how many Detroit has? It's probably like 200 different endings. I don't know. It's probably a little hyperbolic, but it's a lot, I assume. But I typically just play these games once, because that's what happened in my version of the game. I played it. This character died. This character lived. This was the ending. I don't really like to go back and redo it, because I just want to remember that experience that I had. So I'll probably never platinum those games. And I heard it's pretty hard to do anyway. So, Heavy Rain. With these characters, like, I'll give you one, description, or, Jesus, I cannot think anymore. An example of people getting killed in the game. In my game, I do something a certain way. And then when this game came out, I was dating a girl who ended up marrying me. But before that, we obviously didn't live together. So she comes to my house, my wife. And I've played the game, but I'm like, you got to play this game. Like, you would love this game. Like, it's super easy. All you got to do is press the buttons that are on the screen. Now, I will say you're going to have to know which buttons to press, because you have to press them very quickly. So you have to know where the sacred symbols are located on the controller, trademark Colin's Last Stand. But if you know that, you're golden. So I play the game, and there's a scene where this girl gets trapped in an apartment, and it catches on fire. And the fire is spreading, and you have to figure out how to get out of the apartment or save yourself. By some means, and there's different options. There's plenty of different options. You could live or die. I love that. That's like, oh no, this character literally can die, not just restart the game. So I'm looking around, and every few minutes or seconds, or I don't know, every 10, 15 seconds, it's like, oh, the fire's spreading, and like it's getting closer to this propane tank or something. I think I'm not sure. It's been a while. It's been almost a decade. And I'm like, I open the window, I look out the window. She's like, oh, I don't think I'll make it if I jump. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm not going to do it. So I go to the refrigerator and I open it. And it's like, it gives you the option, like, take everything out of the refrigerator. And it looks like a pretty hefty refrigerator. So I'm like, okay. So I take everything out, I get in, place explodes, I survive in the refrigerator. This is like an iron refrigerator, if I remember correctly. I'm probably wrong on that. Anyway, so the girlfriend comes over, now wife. She plays the same scene. She's freaking out. She opens the window, And she's like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. And she's like, there's no other options. She jumps, dead. And she was like devastated. She's like, I can't believe I killed her. I was like, why'd you jump out the window? And she's like, I didn't know what else to do. But yeah, and she was dead for the rest of the game. That her whole story, gone. Which I think is pretty cool. I'm very particularly parched today. Look at this. You're just pouring this thing in. Just perfect. So heavy rain. So there's one thing that really gets me about this game. Well, first of all, like I said, I never play these games more than once because it is slow. And especially when you know what's going to happen. Here's the thing. You can make different decisions and you can affect change in the game. But the choices I made, I feel like I'm going to make the same choices again. I'm probably not going to play it just to see what happens. I'm not going to do something that I wouldn't do just to do it. So if I'm going to play like that and I already know what's going to happen, or typically, then it's not fun. It's like rewatching a movie, except it's just an incredibly slow movie that is a bit frustrating. And I'll tell you what the frustrating part is. You're walking around incredibly, you know, slow. You're not sprinting around. And almost everything you do has like an action that you'll have to complete on the controller. So you go up to a door and you want to open the door. It'll say, you know, the prompt will come up on the screen to be like, okay, rotate the stick in this direction. Like it'll be like down, curve around to the right, all the way to the top. Seems pretty easy. But if you don't do it just right, sometimes like the character slowly goes to the door. And then if you mess it up, they back away from the door. Like, I don't know. It's incredibly frustrating sometimes. And it looks incredibly stupid. I don't like that. But that's really only my only complaint control-wise. I mean, it's so far in Detroit Become Human, the character animations are much more fluid. Their facial animations are much more realistic. It's a very compelling game. More than Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls. Now, I'm not going to talk about Beyond Two Souls, but it's their sequel. It's a different type of game. Same type of game, different. There's only one character, really, so there's no permadeath. So, you played this game with the DualShock. It was a DualShock at that time. Controller. And later on in the PlayStation 3 life cycle, they updated the game so that you could play it with Move controllers. I never went back to try that because turning on the PlayStation in this game was incredibly slow, PlayStation 3. I don't know if they have remastered it for PlayStation 4. I don't know if it works for that, or, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it added anything to the game. Like I said, I never used it. For a game like that, I'm really not trying to wave my arms around, do all that crazy shit. I don't even know if that's how it works. But, like I said, it is a very good game to play with someone who isn't, like I said many times, and I've talked about my wife, she plays games, but she's not going to sit down with me and play a first person shooter. Like, she doesn't even have the dexterity, the muscle memory of her hands to use both analog sticks. Now, could she learn? Absolutely. Is she going to? No. Because the game would have to interest her enough to want to play with dual sticks. I've played certain games where there were dual sticks are how you play to look around the camera. And a lot of times people just walk with the left stick and they don't think about looking around. So this is a game where either A, you play it and your significant other watches and gets engaged with, you know, making decisions. Like they might yell out like, oh, press this button or, oh, you know, so it can get kind of intense during that, or they'll help you make decisions and dialogue options, or straight up like have them play it. Like I kind of want to finish Detroit Become Human without her in the room so that I can re-experience the game through her. Because like I said, when she played Heavy Rain for the first time, even though I knew the game and what happens, it's really fun for me to watch other people, like her, play and what decisions she makes. And when she was freaking out about the girl getting jumping out of the building and dying, and like that's entertainment. And I think that's exactly what Let's Plays are on YouTube. People want to watch other people play these games and what's their reaction. You know, what are they going to do? How are they going to react to this decision? Are they going to do the same thing I did? Or you could see a different outcome, but it's not you know, doing the tedium of replaying just to get maybe one different option. So that's why I think Let's Plays are so popular. I certainly like them. So yeah, I kind of want to finish the game so that I can watch her play it. So she played Heavy Rain. She did not play Beyond Two Souls. I played that and she watched the whole time, and we've very much enjoyed it. I didn't have any problems with the, that's a different episode. I can't get into that game. It's probably not even going to be a very long episode. Maybe I should just talk about that game now. Yeah, I'll just talk about it now. I'm only 20 minutes in. Beyond Two Souls. Let's see. I'll have to type that in on the old Googler. Beyond Two Souls. Now, this game came out on PS3 in 2013. And it is on PS4 as well. Now, this game stars Ellen Page, the famous actress, and Willem Dafoe, I should note, and some other actors in there. I don't know their names. See, IGN, which, you know, I don't like scores here, okay? I don't like reviewing games with numbers. I think that's dumb. I think it is. There's a benefit to it. But for me, if you gave God of War a 2 out of a 10, still be not a 2 out of a 10 for me. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta know who's writing it. So if you trust them or don't trust them, or if someone's playing this type of game but they don't like that type of game, well, of course, they're not going to review it well. But here's the thing. The consensus was Heavy Rain was outstanding. Now, I think it got a 9 out of a 10 on IGN. See, I just had it up. Heavy Rain. Yeah. And Beyond Two Souls got a 6 out of a 10, which I think is probably a okay on IGN. It's like a 7 is a good, 8's a great. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But again, I loved Heavy Rain, so I got this game day one. I think I got it day one. It might have been a gift. It's entirely possible it was a gift. But this game has Ellen Page, and the plot of this game is she can control or communicate with a entity, some sort of a spirit, and it can do things that she asks it to do, but it also, I mean, it's got a mind of its own. And you control her and the spirit throughout this whole game. And I won't get into this whole game, but I think a lot of the reason people didn't like this game is because it was segmented like a Tarantino film. You start out as a young child, then you're a 23-year-old, then you're 15, then you're 35, then you're, you know, it was chronicling her life just all chopped up. And in the PlayStation 4 version, there is an option. They could have patched this in on PS3, I'm not sure. But there's an option to play it in chronological order. So she's the kid, and you go all the way up to the end. I didn't ever have a problem with the way it was chopped up. I actually thought it was pretty engaging. It made me think like, oh, now we're here. I wonder how did we get to this? I don't know why. Didn't care. I thought the graphics are more improved. The animations are more improved. The facial animations in these games is very important because it's easier to connect with a character, I think, when they look convincing. Like, they got to be convincing. I've always said The Walking Dead, the Telltale series, and I only played the first season, and it would have been my game of the year. I think that came out at the same time. No, I think it was my game of the year. I don't remember what year it was though. So, but I said, the graphics, the way that they're animated, like it's a comic book or a graphic novel. You almost throw it out the window that you're just connecting with the voice and the facial expressions. In games like Heavy Rain, Beyond Two Souls, and Detroit Become Human, when a human face looks pretty real and then their animation doesn't quite sync up and their lips don't move quite the way they would, or something's just off, kind of throws you off. Now, so far, I've seen some pretty good stuff in Detroit, but there are plenty of examples where you're like, that looks interesting or not quite right. But I still love them, and I think that the Quantic Dream, the developer, should continue to push this narrative type of game. I'll certainly buy them. I think the only reason I didn't buy Detroit was just because there was other games. There was so many games I was playing, and I was like, I can't get to this right now. But it pays to wait. I mean, might hurt the developer's sales, but hey, man, you can get this game for $10, and now you can get it for free, quote unquote, on PS Plus. There's no reason not to play it. But Beyond Two Souls, I thought was... There was one section in particular where she was out in like the desert at this like, I don't remember. It's been a while, but it was like she was sleeping at like a ranch, like this Native American ranch or something, and it was like super like eerie and cool. I don't know. I liked the look of it and the sound. It's my favorite part of the game. I would want to go back and play that actually. But my wife, see, we played it together, so like she probably wouldn't want to play it again, and I don't know. There's not much to say about that game though. There's no multi-characters. Like if you die, you just restart, or if you mess the thing up, you just restart. Like, and that's, I think that's why it doesn't click with me as much as Heavy Rain and Detroit so far, because I feel like I really don't want these characters to die once you get attached enough. So I don't know, if you find yourself available to play these, or you have them lying around, or you have them on PS Plus. Because I know I know Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls were free at some point on PS Plus on PS4. So I have them downloaded. I just have never gone back to replay them. I started Beyond, but I was like, I don't want to play this. So if you've downloaded or if you've redeemed them and haven't played them, I would give them a shot. Especially, like I said, if your boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever, maybe your parents want to play, it's an interesting game to get a couple people around, you know, kind of gather up all the minds to shout at the screen when you're making decisions like, no, pick this one, pick this one. I think it could be fun in that regard. I think you might enjoy it. But yeah, you let me know on Twitter if you've played these games, if you like these games. If so, why not? Would love to hear about it. You can find me on Twitter at PopconJacob. That's PopconJacob. I appreciate you listening. Thank you. Have a good night or morning or afternoon or drive or you're washing the dishes or you're going to work. Thank you.